Hey, I'm Desiree Moses with a very special in-studio session today on WNRN. Our first time not recording in a studio. I'm coming to you live from the stage at the National in Richmond for a WNRN member-only event with Goose. Guys, thanks for hanging with WNRN today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
The new album is Drip Field, which we've been digging on WNRN. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute, but let's kick it off with a song.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Live on WNRN, recorded from the stage at the National in Richmond for a WNRN members-only event. We're speaking with Rick and Pete from the band. That was Hunger Sight off the new album Drip Field. And guys, you teamed up with producer D. James Goodwin, recording this album in Woodstock, New York. Can you talk about how working with him was different than the process of recording your past two projects?
This is the first time that we really handed the keys over to someone else, and he really drove the ship, and it was very liberating. You know, there's a lot of trust involved, which was very exciting.
I read that some of these songs that you brought were older songs. So what was that process like, sort of taking these songs that were sort of older, maybe that you had ownership of, and handing them over to somebody else?
There's a mutual interest in completely subverting what they had been leading up to that. And I think we wanted to totally crack the hood on the way we were playing those existing songs, and he was also interested in doing that. So it was a good mutual goal there.
For a band that's obviously known for their live performances, can you talk about what your goal is going into the studio?
We're still looking to explore in the studio as much as we do live. If you've seen us live, we definitely improvise and explore every single night. So there's a lot of that in the studio that happens in a different way, where you could just pick up a random instrument that you have no idea how to play or how to use and try and get some sounds out of it. And we did a little bit of that process with Dan. Creating those other versions of the songs is like, it's totally what we do, even live, you know? It's just a different version, and we had a lot of fun with that.
What was an example of one of those instruments you picked up that you didn't go into that session thinking, oh, we're gonna use this on this particular song?
Great question. There's this crazy, weird instrument I don't even know the name of. I think it's probably, it's like some weird dulcimer type thing. I can't even explain to you what it was like, but it's on Dripfield. And it's
something really cool.
It's pretty audible, yeah. And it's cool, yeah. And you know, we used a lot of his like weird old guitars. Like there was a lot of experimenting. Like Rick had to do a solo on Slow Ready, and he was like, "Okay, like I want you to pick up this weird Tysco from like 1960, and play with no reverbs or delay, just drive or like a fuzz pedal." And we did all these different takes where like Rick would do a solo with all these weird effects, and then I think it was just a lot of fun, and it kind of opened some boxes.
We're chatting with Goose live on WNRN, recorded from the stage at the National in Richmond. Guys, another track we've been loving on WNRN is the title track to this new album, Dripfield. What about that track resonated with you all that you wanted to make sure it was the title track?
You know, from the perspective of the band and the record and stuff, it seemed like it was sort of a the first time that we'd really taken a snapshot of where the band is in real time. And, you know, a lot of growth has happened in other ways, non-traditional ways, I guess, for this band. You know, we've built our thing on the road primarily. So it was the first record that felt like a real snapshot or a real step forward for the band in real time.
Yeah, you touched on the growth and the audience cultivation that the band has had over the last several years. You make your shows very accessible, put them up on Nugs.net, up on YouTube. Can you talk about sort of that ethos of making your music accessible to audiences? Was that something that you knew from the very beginning you were always going to do? Was that a part of sort of the fabric of the band?
Yeah, I think it was something we wanted to do, and it was very difficult to do for some time. You know, there was plenty of years or there was not an easy way to record the show, not an easy way to videotape the show. You have to do everything yourself within 30 minutes of setting up on stage. So, it's something we always strive to do, and I think everybody who listens to the shows really enjoys listening back to the show they went to or shows that their friends went to. And the improvisation every night is so different, so there's a lot of value to just being able to listen back to like a particular version of a song. You could almost, identify that one more easily than knowing the name of the song just by the improvisation that's within it. So we kind of like made that accessible like bands of the past have, and in that spirit, you know.
From the beginning, from kind of like the moment that we felt like we started to zero in on what we were looking to create, the goal was to kind of try to populate the internet with as much content as we could, to create a rabbit hole for people to dive into if they, were so inclined. But, in the beginning we were a lot more choosy about, it took a while to kind of get over that if we felt like we played a terrible show, I would, in the beginning, the instinct was not to put it out. But after a while, It's just, we kind of realized it's like our take on whether it was a good show or not is only worth so much, and
it's pretty bogus sometimes.
Yeah, it's worth it to just put it all out and you know, see what happens.
Goose live on WNRN from the stage at the National in Richmond. Thank you guys. What do you guys want to get into next?
We're gonna play Born. We're gonna play Born.
Live from the stage at the National in Richmond, wrapping up two sold-out nights here, swinging back through Virginia to play the Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax Thursday, November 17th on a co-headlining tour with Trey Anastasio. Can you talk about how this collaboration came together? When did you first meet Trey, and how did this come about?
I think first time we ever, I mean, we've definitely been fans of Trey and of Fish for many years, and the first time we really had heard that he was at all interested or knew anything about us was we had done like a Goosemiss live concert on top of Rockefeller Center, which is just a live stream. And we got a text from him after the show that was just like, hey, great job, guys. Like,
Love the outfits.
Yeah.
What were you wearing? Didn't think I would ever ask that in an interview, but yeah, what were you wearing?
Ski jumpsuits.
Yeah. We anticipated it being very cold in December on the top of a roof in New York.
It wasn't that cold.
It wasn't. But we still wore them anyway, and we were just like, we were astounded. I had no idea Trey knew who we were or anything like that. A lot of time went by. You know, there was like an opportunity to meet him at Sweetwater 420 Festival, and we got to meet him for a few minutes during his set break, and that was amazing. And then it kind of just snowballs into the idea of doing a tour, and he came in, played with us at Radio City, which was so special for a lot of reasons. That was a really amazing night, and you know, it's just been really fun. He's looking to, you know, shed some knowledge, and we're little sponges ready for it, you know?
All right, so whose idea was it to do the tour announcement video that was sort of a spoof on the 1980s Reese's ad? If you haven't seen this, it's on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
That was his idea. It was, you know, I don't know if, I think we were only probably familiar with like the references to that original, trailer, commercial thing. But he had the ideas, you know. He was really originally trying to figure out getting Goose in his tab, you know. He was gonna have like a can of tab, and we were gonna somehow get a goose in it. I was pro live goose in the video, but that didn't pan out. So, but yeah, ended up just doing the peanut butter and chocolate. But yeah.
Goose live on WNRN from the stage at the National in Richmond. Would you like to play one more for us?
Sure.
Melting like ice on the back of my spine. Where we going tonight? You know I saw that eye in the corner of the light, playing games with my mind. It's going down tonight. So ready for this. On the floor, oh, you know that I'm coming back for more. Take it slow, I'm thank you.
produced live from the stage at the National in Richmond, wrapping up two sold-out nights here, swinging back through Virginia to play the Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax Thursday, November 17th on a co-headlining tour with Trey Anastasio. Guys, thank you so much for joining WNRN today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thanks for coming.
Ha ha ha.